When a life event happens, such as a marriage, a death, a newborn baby that comes into the world, you remember that day forever. When a children's aid comes into your life and changes your world, you never forget that day either. That is what happened to our family on March 24, 2005. There were no domestic disputes or family strife. We were advocates in protecting our children. Anonymous phone calls and innuendos from the community abounded against us for many years. We protected our children. They were our granddaughter and our son. An 11-year-old child within the school system who could not read or write while in grade 4. No help was given to him within the school system. Just let him stare at the walls and give him detention. It was decided that homeschooling him was the answer. He was progressing and learning well without the help of the educational system that had failed him. The police tactical units with their battering rams in arms stormed unannounced and broke down 2 doors. The Children's Aid Society workers were hiding on the sidelines, waiting to strike. They had prepared their statements and served their paperwork. Remove the children and take them away. False allegations and affidavits and medical reports that didn't make sense. We had family visitation of our 2 children that consisted of 1 hour per week under the watchful eye of society. 27 visits later, they left Hamilton and went to Windsor, 350 miles away from their home. The judge's final words said, "Don't be mad at them, be mad at me." We had done nothing wrong. At that moment, our family world had ended. We had been fighting for 3 years in the family court system. It wasn't just happening to us. We found out that it was happening to everyone in Ontario. People in Canada, the US, Australia, England, Africa, European countries, and beyond. They remove children unjustly. Every community has an agency with a budget of astronomical proportions. Children are dying in foster care, abused in kinship care homes, and abused by the very protectors that are supposed to help them. After researching and networking with others, we started Child Assist Services in 2005. The acronym is CAS. We have met mothers that have lost children. We have met families that have been broken up. We have seen their pain as well as we have lived it during and after the court process. We have continued on our fight against injustice. We have lobbied for ombudsman oversight, first named Bill 88 and then Bill 93. We have stood arm in arm for the past 4 years to bring to light the fact that the Children's Aid Society has a budget of $50 million in Hamilton with 700 children in care. And the director is receiving over $150,000 per year in child abduction pay. Very basic. We are here to protect children and families from Children's Aid Society. I have been working with clients that have been having financial problems with ODSP and OW for the past 6 months, fighting bureaucracies of rumors and allegations and innuendos that have made clients' lives a living hell. One client has had no income for 5 months. This is an immigrant to this country who cannot speak English that has been abused by the Children's Aid Society when they removed his children from his wife and then threw him in jail through false allegations and innuendos. He was exonerated, but not after the removal of his 5 children. The 2 youngest children went up for crown wardship and adoption without access, and his 3 oldest children he gets to see 1 hour per month supervised by the society. This is not the Canada I want to live in that treats its immigrants so inhumanely. Throw you in jail, take away your children, and take away your income, and now you're on the street. This is a parody and a travesty, and I am ashamed to be a Canadian. I am upset with consulates that turn their back on clients, people that give lip service and don't give a damn except to worry about their own paycheck and problems and forget about the little guy getting screwed.